Hello, you're watching The Top Five. I'm Homa Lezgi. Our first story, the Iranian president's proposal for a global campaign against violence and extremism has been approved by the United Nations. Iran's UN ambassador, Mohammad Khazoui, said the UN General Assembly approved unanimously the draft resolution put forth by Iran for a world against violence and extremism known as WAVE. He also noted that the resolution is aimed at promoting global interactions to eradicate violence across the world. Iranian diplomats have for months been negotiating with other UN members to finalize the draft document. In his speech to the UN General Assembly earlier this year, President Rouhani said that the world should unite against violence and extremism. William Beaman, professor with the University of Minnesota, is with us now live. Let's get his reaction to WAVE, or the Global Campaign Against Violence and Extremism, proposed by the Iranian president. Professor Beaman, do you think that we first need to describe extremism and find out who are the extremists, who's supporting the extremists, before we can actually fight it?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think those people who've been critical of the resolution have pointed out that the United Nations doesn't have a good definition, or really any definition, of what extremism really means. And I think that as the resolution is a draft resolution, it's going to be important to try to work out the details of what a definition of extremism really is. And that's going to be difficult on a world scale, but I think that it's a great start to trying to reduce violence in the world.
Well, we know extremism, terrorism, these are words that have been mentioned a lot in the war in Afghanistan, Iraq, now the situation in Syria. There's a lot being said about we don't want weapons or funds and aids to reach the wrong hands. At the same time, terrorist groups, extremist groups are getting financial support in Syria. So with Syria in mind, can we now give some kind of definition of who these groups are, where they're coming from, and which countries should stop aiding them?
Well, again, I think that once the resolution is in place and the final draft has been approved, then I think that it will be probably up to individual nations in individual situations to try to identify those groups that might fall under the aegis of the resolution. But as I pointed out earlier, we don't have a good definition either of terrorism or extremism in the United Nations language. The United States has its own definition, which we've applied to countries that are considered to be, or organizations that are considered to be terrorist. But again, the United Nations has not been able to finalize a clear definition.
So personally, yourself, how would you define it, and how would you propose a global campaign against it?
Well, I think that terrorism, the U.S. definition of terrorism is not a bad one, and that is that it's talks about organizations that use violence in order to achieve political goals. So these are people who are not fighting for rights, or not fighting for, not fighting necessarily for an improvement of their condition. They're not defensive. They're not freedom fighters. These are people who are using terrorism in order to try to achieve some kind of political advantage for themselves. And I think that is a pretty good definition of terrorism. When we talk about people who are merely defending themselves, that is that's certainly not a terrorist act.
And quickly, before we let you go, Professor Beaman, do you think that states should also be held responsible for the rise in extremism that we're seeing right now in the world, that it's not just about groups acting independently, but also about states who are giving them support?
We've had a long problem in the world in that states do not interfere in each other's activities. And so we have, in many states in the world, we have groups that are extremist groups that arise independently within the context of the state. And it may be difficult for the state to control those groups, but thus far, we haven't had any legislation that allows for international access to terrorist groups or extremist groups within national borders. And that's something that the United Nations is going to have to address.
Professor William Beaman with the University of Minnesota with us there live. Thank you very much.